Hare Krishna. Reading from my glorious master, Kobe Part 2. This is the last part of the little drama where Prabhupada stopped the Mayavadi sannyasi from speaking by having us chant Krishna's names in a loud kirtan. So I say to Prabhupada, this is at the very end, Prabhupada, you never told us why you listened to the Mayavadi for 30 minutes and then stopped him. So we were sitting with Prabhupada and there was a soft light and Prabhupada was very happy, very pleased with himself. I always thought of it, he was like almost purring, like a cat who has caught a mouse. But we couldn't understand what had happened because Prabhupada, everything was going on in Hindi, and then suddenly Prabhupada told us, practically ordered us to stop him from speaking. So we asked Prabhupada, what had happened, Prabhupada? And Prabhupada said, first, the Mayavadi's preaching was all right. So when he said that, I thought, oh, this Prabhupada, he's not fanatical at all. Wasn't that he was against the preaching, but he was against what he said, ultimately. First, the Mayavadi's preaching was all right, but then he began explaining Panchupasana. Panchupasana? What is that? Prabhupada explained. Panchupasana is when they recommend worship of five kinds of demigods. First, worship Surya, then Ganesh, then Durga Devi, Shiva, and Vishnu. Sudama. So that's what he was saying. Prabhupada. Yes. So he was explaining this Panchupasana, their worship system. And then he started to say, but one must ultimately go beyond this worship and one must give it up because the Supreme is beyond worship. The Supreme is Brahman, formless. Then Prabhupada said, and I could not tolerate that. Prabhupada, how could I tolerate this blasphemy? No, I could not. And neither could my Guru Maharaj, Rupanuga Vridhyapa Siddhanta Dvantaharane. He would not tolerate any statement against the authority of Rupa Goswami. And I say, you are a perfect servant of your Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, these Mayavadis, they talk all as one. The Supreme has no form. All is illusion. But then when they get a little success, they build some hospital to see. Then I say, if everything is illusion, a dream, why cure a disease that a person is only dreaming? Better to wake him up? Prabhupada, yes. So they build hospitals and show that they have fallen from their own philosophy. They cannot themselves follow this Mayavad nonsense. Even the biggest Mayavadis fall down like this. Sudama, or worse. Then Bhanu asked Prabhupada, must all Mayavadis fall down? Prabhupada, yes. Bhanu, always? Prabhupada, yes. Sudama, why Prabhupada? This section actually comes from an exchange we had with Prabhupada in New Vrindavan when devotee asked Prabhupada, is it that Mayavadis sometimes fall down? Well, they always fall down, and Prabhupada answered at that time, they always fall down. And then devotee asked why, and he said, because they get lonely. Why, Prabhupada? Because they get lonely. The living entity must be active. It is his nature. Even in Brahman, he longs for some activity, always. So in Brahman, he cannot stay inactive, and he has no qualification to serve Krishna in Vaikuntha, so he must fall down. You can understand? This Mayavad is the last trap of Maya. Forget Krishna, don't serve Krishna, I am God, you are God. But it is not attractive, and Krishna is so attractive. His name, form, pastimes with his coward boyfriends or Mother Yashoda or the gopis. So attractive. anyone who comes in contact with Krishna, even by hearing about him, becomes mad after his association. So when Mayavadis hear from Krishna's pure devotees, they also give up their nonsense loneliness and become devotees. Sudama says, I think it's late, Prabhupada, and the train leaves early in the morning. We should take your leave and let you take rest. Prabhupada, all right. Hare Krishna. So we all pay our obeisances and leave, but I stay back a little bit. And I say to Prabhupada, you were like a lion in the program tonight. Prabhupada, yes, when I am out, I am like a lion in the chase. But when I am home with the devotees, I am like a lamb. Jai Prabhupada. So Prabhupada actually said that, yes. I'm like a lion in the chase when I'm out, but when I'm home with the devotees, I'm like a lamb. So then everyone had paid their obeisances and left. And that's the end of this amazing pastime and the end of the chapter of My Glorious Master. Okay, we'll end here. And next we'll read about Manila in the Philippines in 1972. Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.